everybody. Matthew Larry here. I want to take a second to welcome you to Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings on yielding to the Lord. And we're learning how to live our lives in such a way that we are yielded to Him. And I want to start today's broadcast with this. Never disagree with the Lord. I want to say that to you again. Never disagree with the Lord. Never resist Him. Just say yes. Just agree. Just yield. Whatever He tells you to do, just say yes. Just agree. Just yield. And we find this in Matthew chapter 15 in verse 22. It says this, "Behold, a woman of Canaan came and cried unto Jesus, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, you son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But Jesus answered her not a word. And His disciples came and besought Him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But Jesus answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. But He answered and said, It's not meet, or it's not right, to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then Jesus answered and said unto him, Woman, great is your faith, be it unto you even as you will. And her daughter was made whole." Now what's happening here? Jesus was called first to Israel, and this woman was not of Israel. And so that's why He's not ministering to her at first. And then He makes a comparison that the people of Israel are like the children at the table, and everybody else is just like a dog. And He said, it's not right to take food off your kids' plate and feed the dogs. And so Jesus is basically calling this woman a dog. And did you hear this woman's response? She said this, she said, Truth, Lord. And so He called her a dog, and she said, yes, that's right. If you say I'm a dog, I'm a dog. And see, friend, there's no resistance on her part. There was only yielding. Let me go back to my statement that I gave you as we started the broadcast. Never disagree with Jesus. Never disagree with the Lord. Just say yes. And this woman had that revelation. Jesus basically called her a dog, and she basically said, well, rough, rough then. A dog I must be. There was no resistance on her part. She was quick to yield, and Jesus called her yieldedness great faith. And friend, her quickness to yield was the key to her miracle. I need to say that to you again. Her quickness to yield, her quickness to say yes to the Lord was the key to her miracle. Come on, never disagree with the Lord. Just say yes. You know, when I was in grade school, they had this program that was endeavoring to help kids not get addicted to drugs and alcohol. And it was called DARE, D-A-R-E, Drug and Alcohol Resistance Education. And they had a slogan, and it was, just say no. And they were telling us, if somebody asks you to partake of drugs or alcohol, just say no. Just say no. You don't have to explain yourself. Just say no. Well, friend, I want to tell you today, when it comes to the Lord, be like this woman. Just say yes. Come on, if He says you're healed, just say, yes, I must be. If He says you're forgiven, just say yes. If He says you have peace, just say yes. If He says you have joy, just say yes to the Lord. If He leads you to go do something, just say yes. If He leads you to say something, just say yes to the Lord. This woman did, and she saw a great victory in her life. And so whatever he says to you, say yes. No matter what you see, no matter how you feel, no matter whether or not you understand, just say yes. You know, this is one of the things that Joshua and Caleb did in regards to the promised land. You know, God had told them and the children of Israel that the land is yours. I've given it to you. Go get it. Numbers chapter 27, verse 12, the Lord said, "The land which I've given unto the children of Israel." In Numbers 33, verse 52, he said, "I've given you the land to possess it." Come on, what is God saying? He said, "I've given you the land. It's yours. Go get it." And Joshua and Caleb, they said yes to that. They said, "We're well able to possess it and overcome it." In fact, in Numbers 13:30, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." They're saying yes to the Lord. They're agreeing with him. They're not saying no. Now, the other people in that generation, they said no. It says in that chapter, Numbers 13, it says, "But the men that went up with him said, 'We are not able.'" And so, friend, they said no. They didn't agree with the Lord. And they didn't agree with the Lord because of something they saw. They saw walls and giants, and what they saw contradicted what God said, and so they said no to the Lord. And this is why they didn't go into the land. Come on, friend, if God says the land is yours, if he says he's given it to you, if he says go get it, what should you say? You should just say yes. And if you're battling anxiety and God said, "I've given you my peace," then you should just say yes. "Well, I must have your peace." Come on, if you're battling addiction of any kind and God says you're free, then you might look addicted, you might feel addicted, but you need to agree with the Lord. You need to say yes to him. Come on, you might feel the anxiety. It might be all over you, but you need to say yes to the Lord. You need to say, "Well, I must have his peace because Jesus said he's given me his peace. I say yes to the Lord." Just say yes to what the Lord says. Praise the Lord. You know, in Daniel chapter 3, the three Hebrews did this. They just said yes to the Lord. God said, "Don't bow." And so they said, "Yes, Lord, we won't bow." Now they're in the face of death. They feel the warmth of that fire. They're about to go into the fiery furnace. But come on, friend, even in the face of death, even in the face of a bad report, just say yes to the Lord. The Lord said, "Don't bow." They said, "Yes, Lord, we're not bowing." And this was a big key to their miracle, their agreement with the Lord, birthed their breakthrough and their miracle and their victory. Come on, friend, I want to say it to you again. Just say yes to the Lord. When you do, you position yourself to experience victories, breakthroughs, and miracles in your life. And so find out what God says and agree with him. I want to say that to you again. Find out what God says and agree with him. This is a major key to you living in victory, walking in victory, and experiencing what God wants you to experience in your life. I want to say it to you again. Find out what God says and agree with him. And friend, this is why it's so important that you know what God says. You know, you need to go to his word and find out what he says about your situation. Why? So you know where to set your agreement. If you don't know what God says, then you don't know where to set your agreement. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to believe. And so it's vitally important that you go to the word and find out what God says so you know where to set your agreement. Come on, if you're battling sickness and disease today, you're going to find out in God's word that healing belongs to you, and by his stripes you're healed, and so you set your agreement right there. If you're battling anxiety again, in John 14, Jesus said, I've given you my peace. And so you set your agreement right there. But if you don't know what God says, you don't know where to set your agreement. But once you have found out what he said, and you do set your agreement, come on, friend, you need to remember this. To agree with him is to walk with him. And to walk with him is to walk in victory. And so for my situation, the first thing I must do is I must find out what God says. And when I do, I set my agreement right there. And when I set my agreement with him, I walk with him. And if I'm walking with him, I'm going to walk in victory. And friends, so will you. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, never disagree with the Lord. Number two, whatever he says, just say yes. No matter what you see, no matter how you feel, no matter whether or not you understand, just say yes. And number three, find out what God says and agree with him. This is a major key to walking in victory in your life. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we make a decision today to just say yes to you. We say yes to your word. We say yes to the promptings of your spirit. And Father, help us to never disagree with you, but to find out what you say, to set our agreement with you, and to walk with you, and to walk in victory in our lives. Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Hey, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Thursday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this teaching on yielding to the Lord. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Larry here. Hey, I just want to take a second to invite you to North Smoke Church on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. My wife Amber and I launched the church in January of 2020, and we just want to invite you to be a part of one of our services. Now, if you come to one of our services, you will experience the presence of God. You will be fed the Word of God, and you will be around people of faith who love the Lord. You know, North Smoke Church is a great place to go to church, and you will like coming to church here. And so we just want to invite you to be a part of one of our services, and we hope to see you soon.